crowd lauded Mr. Erdogan, chanting, "We are proud of you and we will always stand with you," as his plane returned home from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. During the forum, Israel's offensive against Hamas erupted into a tense standoff at a panel discussion Thursday and ended when Mr. Erdogan told the Israeli President Shimon Peres, "You kill people," and then walked off the stage. Addressing the crowd, the Prime Minister was in a defiant mood. He said, "We are going to stand firm, but we're not going to get into a conflict. We stood firm and we will continue standing firm. This is what the people expect of the Turkish nation." Mr. Erdogan's decision to walk out of a debate with Israeli President Shimon Peres is broadly supported in the Turkish media. One newspaper's headline read, "Erdogan gives Peres a lesson." Another newspaper referred to it as an historic slap. On the streets of Istanbul, there appears to be widespread support.
I
support the Prime Minister, this man says. It is important to speak out about what is happening in the Gaza. The world has remained silent. He is right what he did. Mr. Erdogan's walkout is the climax of increasingly tough criticism by Turkey of Israel's offensive in Gaza. Earlier this month, Mr. Erdogan said Israel would be damned for its actions, accusing it of crimes against humanity. He also called for Israel to be suspended from the United Nations. Israel and Turkey have traditionally strong ties, and this tough anti-Israel rhetoric surprised much of the international community. Despite the benefits to Erdogan's popular appeal in Turkey and the Muslim world, his comments appear to have put at risk efforts it has made as a Middle East mediator, analysts say. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.